take some soda and throw in the far place. This current would pick the soda out, take that through there and put it out.
Yeah.
Most folks know it. If they had some water handy, well, they'd just get up there and watch it, you know, so it wouldn't set the roof on fire. They go ahead and burn out. It'd be a year or two before it'd burn out again.
I see. So you had to do it about once a year then, yeah. Something like that. Well, what did they call the stuff that was left once the wood had burned?
Those are ashes.
What color were those usually?
Well, most of them was gray. You know, a gray.
Did it make any difference what color they were according to the type of wood that was burned?
Yeah, the oak, you know, your hardwood would make a deeper gray, a reddish gray. And your pine and stuff was a light gray.
Mm-hmm.
Pine gum. Hickory was, it made a dark gray. It's bad to pop. It'd throw a chump 7 or 8 feet.
Is that right?
Yeah. And you had to put your screen out when you burned hickory.
I remember when we'd be barbecuing outdoors, after you got the fire going, we'd throw these old green pecans in the barbecue pit. They pop, pow, like that. You ever done that?
Yeah. Green hickory nuts well, too.
Well, while you're on that subject of wood and all, could you tell me about some of the different types of trees that grow in this area?
Well, we have several different kinds of oaks. We have the pin oak, and the white oak, and the red oak, and the white oak, and the post oak, beech nut oak, and the hickories. While we have the just scaly bark and the regular hickory, and what they call pignuts, a little bitty, real bitter. And your scaly bark hickory are not very big. You can crack them like you would a car. Of course, your other hickory heavy, you got to use a hammer to crack them, bust them open. And then we have sweet gum, black gum, ash, elm, maple, sycamores, cottonwoods. We've just got 98 kind of tree other than spruce, you know, we have a cedar and a pine.